1-800-DUIOA, now offering free remote consultations by phone or video conference for any criminal offense. Trust Brooke, Jeffrey, and Jose's friends with a free remote consultation. From Bradley Johnson Lawyers, visit 1-800-DUIOA.com or call
1-800-DUIOA.
Time for somebody to get tapped.
Oh.
About dang time, bro. I hope it's me.
Yeah, no.
And have you ever gone to your favorite restaurant and been disappointed by something that happened, so much so that you decided to send in a complaint?
Oof.
Oh, wow.
That's
I don't
bad.
Know that I've done that.
Well, that happened to one woman recently. And unfortunately for her, the friend that she was with knows the show.
Oh.
And the person who jumped at doing this one was none other than our own Jose Bolaños.
Yeah, love it.
You love that restaurant world.
Absolutely.
Yes, he was in the restaurant industry. He's had bad service and he's been a bad server.
Yes, so both angles, baby.
He is the most qualified. He knows everything about it.
Yep.
But he also knows how to do prank calls.
Yeah.
So we're going to see how those all come together in your brand new phone tap right now.
It's another phone tap.
Mornings on the 20s.
Only on Moving 92.5.
Hello?
Hi, this is Darren calling from Seafood Restaurant. I was looking to speak with Lauren.
This is her.
Hey, Lauren. I'm calling today because one of my associates told me you had a bad experience at one of our restaurants recently.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I did.
Oh, sorry to hear that. Can you tell me what happened, please?
I mean, first off, I've been to that location multiple times and I've never had problems before.
I'm sorry about that. You know, that's also happened to me.
What do you mean? What happened to you?
Oh, I'm just thinking about a restaurant that's different than this one, but it's a restaurant that I like, and I've been to multiple locations as well, and I never had any problems until, you know, one time. So.
Okay.
Sorry, continue with your story. I apologize.
Well, the other night, my friend and I were sat at a table, and it looked like it hadn't been wiped down.
That's exactly what happened to me.
I'm sorry, what do you mean?
I mean, I also had an experience at the restaurant that I'd mentioned earlier. Remember before in the conversation we were talking earlier?
Yeah.
Yeah, I sat down. They hadn't wiped down the table at all where I was sitting.
Okay.
And they didn't clear the plates even, you know, from the previous diners. Like, what do they expect us to do, clean the plates? I'm not here to work. I just want to eat, right? Am I right?
Okay, but we're talking about my complaint. My situation's different than yours.
Yeah, different, but eerily similar, you have to admit. I'm sorry, what happened next?
Well, like I was saying, the table was dirty, and usually I don't complain about things like that. But when we told the waiter, he just blew it off.
Oh, he blew it off. I knew it. That is exactly what happened to me. I tried to tell the waiter, and I'm like, hello, there's plates, and he completely blew us off.
Are you making fun of me?
No. Why would you think that?
Because you're saying the same thing that I'm saying.
It just is crazy. It sounds like you and I have very similar stories about going to our favorite restaurant and being treated badly. I definitely understand you.
Doesn't sound like that to me. It sounds like you're messing with me or something.
Well, that's not true. I can completely relate to what you're going through. So I just want you to know that I'm in your shoes. Right now, I'm wearing your shoes.
Well, that's weird.
Not like I'm wearing high heels or anything. I just mean, like, I know exactly your situation.
Well, you don't know my situation. You're not even listening to me tell you what happened.
Sorry, you're right. I'm going to zip it, lock it, put it in my pocket. All right, you keep talking. Go ahead.
Okay, well, at one point, I saw him from across the room, and I waved him down.
I don't even want to say it.
Say what?
I waved down my waiter, too. I'm sorry. I didn't
want
to make you feel
like I was
mocking you, but of course, that's exactly what I did.
What is your deal?
What's my deal? What is your deal? You're sounding like you're playing a joke on me. Did Paul set you up to this?
No, I have a legitimate complaint.
Wait a minute. This is real.
You're not listening to me.
Is this Brooke? Is this Brooke from that show, Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning? Are you guys doing a phone tap on me?
No, I'm really calling to complain.
No, I thought you were somebody else. Hold on. Is Brooke there?
I'm not. I'm real, and I had a bad experience at your restaurant.
No, that's impossible, because this is actually Jose from Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning, and this is a phone tap. I don't even own a restaurant.
What?
I got fired from 1 year ago. They don't even let me in anymore.
What? Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm serious.
Oh, I'm so confused.
Don't be. Look, it's all going to make sense in a second. Your friend Piper set you up. She said she was with you in the restaurant the other day when you had horrible service. And so she wanted to do a prank on you. She said you sent in a complaint already.
I was just like, my complaint is real. Who is calling me right now?
Oh, man. It actually reminds me of a time when my buddy pranked me and set me up on a radio show. Exactly what happened to you
God.
Today.
Did this happen to you, too? Are you in my shoes? Are you in my shoes?
Are you in my shoes? Because these fit great. Nice high heels.
Wake up every morning with phone taps. Weekday mornings on the 20s.
Only on Movin' 92.5.